When Stephanie Dockery heard snow and ice was going to come this week, she went to the grocery store at night.
The shelves were bare. If they make an announcement about a storm the day before, go at 1 o'clock, not 10.
So the next time there's a storm, Dockery says she's going to get to the grocery store in the afternoon. So will fellow Atlanta resident Livonia Favors.
Just making sure I have everything and making sure maybe I have like some backup candles or something like that in case the power goes out.
The first storm of this year trapped Becky Askew in her car for more than 12 hours. That's why she says she prepared for this second storm differently.
I took lamp oil home, plenty of food, and plenty of stuff, and thank God we didn't lose any power.
Stephen Welch spent about 4 hours in his car in January, which is why he worked from home when February's storm hit. For the next storm, he says he's going to prepare even more.
I'm going to have boots in my car next time. That's one thing I'll do. If I get caught in my car for a few hours next time, that'd be good to have. Maybe some better food. I had some really old trail mix that was not that great. And I maybe have more water.
Amy Duke is from the northeast of the United States, but she's lived here for years. And her family teases her about winters in the South.
My mom is still up in Connecticut, and they just had like another foot of snow yesterday. My other siblings live outside of Austin, and they get just gobs of snow.
It doesn't look like anyone will have to apply what they learned in the immediate future. The National Weather Service says this weekend will be mostly sunny, and on Sunday, temperatures will be in the upper 50s. John Lawrence, WABE News.